Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And a pleasant good afternoon and a welcome to Fans of the Pro. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. Happy to be back in my seat because Mr. McAllister carried the reins last week. And quite frankly, I didn't like how he did. He did too good a job and I need this job. So I'm back in my chair. And last week was crazy. I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina for a wedding and it was the anxiety and the pressure of getting back. And I told you this already. I said, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it in those SEC games because that I did it for one day. I was a basket case.
And it's, I don't want to say it's easier to get back into New Orleans and welcome back as well, even though you got back last week. Yeah. But it's some of the other places that you have to fly
you
into.
You were out of Missouri, Kentucky, you know, small markets.
Small markets.
Small airports.
That's what gets you. And then
you just got to hope to get to Atlanta or Charlotte.
You're hoping to get to one of the bigger airports where it's like, hey, we've got three flights, not one flight.
And that's right. This was back in 21-22.
Where COVID. So a lot of the flights had gotten cut down. Yeah. And so a lot of airlines like, we don't have that many people flying. So instead of having our normal four flights in the morning and four in the afternoon, we're going to give you three total.
Right.
You know, one in the morning, one midday, and one at night.
Well, believe me, I thought about that last Saturday night when I left Savannah. There was nobody in the airport. And I'm like, who's on this plane?
Mm-hmm.
They said 16 people. There's three rows on both sides. It's a big plane. I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to go, aren't you? And they said, yeah, we're going.
We got to.
Because they need the plane in Charlotte.
At the next
location. They don't care about me.
Yeah, you and those 16 other passengers?
We don't care.
You're collateral in a sense. We just got to get this plane there, and so it's good. So I got to ask you, did you Google or Waze how long it would have taken you from Savannah to Charlotte?
I already knew. I've done it. I've driven it many, many years.
So
about
you
11
knew.
Hours, and I gained the hour coming back.
So yeah,
3 o'clock start.
So at worst.
Oh yeah,
you knew that. I would have had a bunch of energy drinks, coffee, whatever it took to be able to get you there. So I make it, and it's just like, you don't know what I've been through to get here.
That's a bulimia. I told you last week. So I've got I always had an appreciation for it. Now I've got a deeper appreciation for it. So Saints and the Jets. Final home game. We finally get things going, win two straight, and this is the final home game. And, man, it's just I feel so bad when you see two guys like Devin Neal and Devon Vale who have just worked their tail off, and then they both go on IR in the same week after monster games. Vale's, that guy, we'll talk about him. He went on IR today. Neal earlier after his second touchdown. And it's just – It's just kind of unbelievable.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I don't want to say Neil was an afterthought, but Neil was almost an afterthought earlier this year.
Right, you didn't think you were going to
because he was hurt.
Right.
Remember in training camp,
and
you had Kendre and Alvin, and Kendre was looking really, really well, and it was almost like, man, is this guy going to be a casualty as far as a guy that's maybe just stuck on IR or even a release candidate, that being Neil? But that wasn't the case. And so for him to eventually get the lead role and be a guy that's a rookie, that they're throwing you in their own passing downs. And, you know, hey, look, and this is when I've got Spencer as well as another rookie quarterback. And you're thinking, you know, from an offensive coordinator to head coach and a running back position, you're thinking, man, those are two young guys back there. That's not my normal center. The center that I have, Luke got here in what, August?
Right after the first preseason game.
August.
Right.
So
they traded Colin Saunders for him. Who's the defensive tackle for the Jets? He's going to actually go against Luke Fortner on Sunday.
Yeah, Colin ended up in Jacksonville. But ended up released from Jacksonville, and now he's with the Jets. And so, but here, I'm not even thinking about that part though. Tell me how many snaps Luke took for you during training camp?
None. Zero.
So he's your center. I have this rookie quarterback or a first-year quarterback that's in this system, technically a second-year quarterback, but I also possibly have a rookie running back, all that, you know, for the most part, training camp-wise, Devin missed most of that camp.
Yep.
Luke wasn't even here for camp.
Nope.
And Tyler, he was a guy that was splitting snaps.
Well, you want to get to right guard?
I don't even want to go there. That's enough. I mean, because those three, when you talk about setting the protection – when you talk about setting the protection, it starts with the center, the quarterback, and now he gives it to the running back. The running back is the last guy that helps you if somebody messes up. And none of them were with you this summer.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck was with you, right, but he wasn't a guy that you're leaning on and giving the majority of the plays to.
And Dylan Ray Dens was not supposed to be your left guard.
Nope.
But he ended up, he's making his eighth start. William Sherman is going to be your right guard because Caesar's out, Ruiz is out, Awesome Richards, who was your swing tackle, he's out.
Correct.
So you're going to have...
But Awesome wasn't with you. Awesome was a trade guy.
He was a trade guy with Dallas in August.
Right.
None of these cats were in camp.
Yeah. Well, Dylan
was. He was a free agent offseason.
Yeah, he was a free agent. And so, but it just shows you how when you have to mix and match, and guess what? The Jets don't care. Tampa didn't care. Any of the teams that you're playing, they don't care. Nobody cares about your problems.
That's true.
You just have to go out there and you better do your job.
Here's the funny thing. There's a lot of Jet stats. One of them I don't want to talk about, and it involves turnovers. I just don't want to talk about it. It just didn't bode well. We just talked about the Saints offensive line. The Jets offensive line, same five starters. All 14 games. How about that? That's almost kind of unbelievable. You're 3-11, same five starters, all 14. That's pretty amazing.
I can't say that it's because of the offensive line and the flux that they've had. Their problem has been the quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback. Inconsistency at the quarterback position.
Right. Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor, who I didn't realize he was quite so old. He'd been around for
Tyrod's been around. Yeah,
he came in with Cam.
Yeah, he's been around a long, long time and played with a few teams, not just one or two.
They picked up Herndon Hooker.
Yeah.
Just to have another guy.
Yeah.
Brady Cook. The Missouri guy.
Yeah, I call plenty of Brady's games at Missouri.
That's right. Hey, there you go.
I call plenty of his games at Missouri.
You can be my guy on Sunday. Because I was like, Brady Cook.
No, I've called plenty of his games at Missouri.
And Kellen's brother coached with him at Missouri. So he knows a little bit about him. But, I mean, it's just it's kind of – here's what I will say. Because if you do the math on this, Chicago – and from a turnover margin standpoint, the Saints are minus four. That's 21 in the league, and they've been up and down. Chicago's plus 20. The Jets are minus 17. That's 37 turnovers. Holy cow.
That's a lot.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
When
you think about it, though, guess what position most of them are coming from?
Quarterback.
Quarterback position.
Yeah.
Quarterback position. So you've had health at the offensive line.
That's just him.
But you have not been able to find and solve the quarterback position. And it's just not this year.
Aaron Rodgers.
It's been a few years
right.
that you've been trying to solve this quarterback issue, so to speak.
So on the show today, we got so much to talk about. And Gary Smith, we'll talk to him, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer. Tulane and Ole Miss, he's coming up at 4:35. That is tomorrow. There's a game tonight, Alabama-Oklahoma at 5:25. One of your former teammates, Kyle Turley, who is the Saints' legend of the game on Sunday. He's also playing at Frenchman Street Saturday night at 9 o'clock, you know, with his music. And so he's at 5:25. Man, there's just a lot to talk about. You got three games tomorrow.
And we haven't even mentioned one of the hottest stories, or at least a hot story here in New Orleans, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, believe me, I'm saving them. That takes some time. I was at the game last night. And in the third quarter, I was like, I had work to do.
You were ready to leave the game.
I did leave. I was like, I got so much stuff to do back in my office across the way. And so I went back to my office, had the Rams game on a little bit, which was unbelievable. We'll talk about that as well.
I watched the end of the Pelicans game. I missed the Rams game. I didn't get to watch it.
I got the text from the Pelicans about, here's the stats, and it said the word thriller in it, and I went, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable overtime.
Fourth quarter and overtime, I started because I was like you, I was checking it. I watched the first quarter, saw the substitution, and it's like, we lose the first quarter, come back in, I look at it at half. I was like, oh, man, we're down 19. You know, you're down almost 20 points, 19, whatever it was.
I mean, he was
And it's just like, you look at it in the third quarter, it's over. And next thing you know, they just chip away, and you end up pulling it off. I got one more thing before we go to break. New Orleans Bowl.
Yep.
When is that?
The 23rd at 4:30.
So
Western
Kentucky. Our teams in town. Hills.
I think the buses just rolled
because
in.
That's why I was like, that's a lot of buses.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Jets rolling into town today.
Not with those many buses. Yeah. Anyway, not coming that way. Yeah. Where they were going.
I think it's one of the teams.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They play on the 23rd. All right, take a break. Fans in the Pro just getting started. Lots to talk about back after this here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. It is Fans in the Pro coming up at 4:35. We'll talk with Gary Smith as Tulane gets ready for Ole Miss tomorrow up in Oxford. Quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. And we talked about the guys who will not be playing tomorrow. We did not talk about the man who signed the new three-year deal today, Charlie Smith, part of the active 53, signed a new three-year contract. Man, and now the next chapter of the movie has been written, which, by the way, a bunch of people have told me, tell Deuce I'll write that screenplay. They want the movie, man. They're in. You better get some rights signed up quickly.
Charlie, it appears at some point we will be heading overseas. Now, what country we end up in is yet to be determined fully, but that's something down the line we can kind of enjoy maybe over a tall, when I put it like that, a pint or two, Mike. You're happy, you're proud for him, but I think he knows the work does not stop. For him, it's good to this point, but you got to make kicks.
He watched it. He lived it. Blake Groupie. He watched it.
And if you can't do that consistent, regardless of what that contract may say, guess where you're going to be?
Well,
either looking for another opportunity.
Looking for another gig. You know,
you're looking for another opportunity.
Hopefully some of these kickers, there's a retread, right? Blake got another opportunity. Some kickers get other opportunities. Some don't.
It's a while before some guys get one.
It's on injuries. And guess what? You better make that second one count.
Yep.
You know, the only guys who get more than two are guys that have been around for a long time.
And they just think that, you know, maybe he was injured and something happened from that standpoint. But you've got to be able to survive. And the hardest part of it, particularly, is probably the early part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing as well. His first two games, I guess, were bad weather games, correct?
Yeah, Miami and Tampa, right?
Yeah, and so it was bad weather games. Wait till we go to a New York or San Francisco, and you've got to kick in that wind and that weather, and, you know, one end of the field, it's blowing sideways, the other end of the field, oh, it's right behind you, you know, and just experiencing the different stadiums. Because for me, as a returner, and watching the punt, watching the ball off of the foot, it was San Francisco. And I told Coach, I was like, look, you guys can put Michael Lewis back there, because I don't feel comfortable going up and catching that football, because it looks like it's going that way, but it's really going the other way. And the wind was just catching it. And, I mean, it's just like the kickers now, they are – I don't want to call them they're so much more talented with how they kick the ball, how they drop the ball, the spin that they put on the ball.
It is
unbelievable. And you can just see – how that ball is spinning, it's telling away. And so as a returner, you have to be able to fully get up under it, because if not, it's going to tell away from you. And so we've already seen him kick the onside and the spin that he put on the ball. I just can't wait to see what he does going forward.
Take a break. Come back. We'll start talking college football playoffs, Tulane and Ole Miss with Gary Smith. Back after this on Fans in the Pro with Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, talking some Saints, talking some Pelicans, and now we're going to talk some college football. Man, what a weekend. Starts tonight, Alabama at Oklahoma. Then tomorrow, Miami at Texas A&M. The middle game is another rematch, just like tonight. Number 11, Tulane at Ole Miss, and Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report. Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So are you up in Oxford?
No, I'm actually a passenger in a car on the way up to the Oxford area right now.
Oh, so, all right. Well, good. So I hate to do this, but let's kind of get it out of the way. It's such a tough situation. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for John Sumrall. His dad passed away yesterday. It became, you know, obviously news mm-hmm. today.
Right.
So our hearts and prayers go out to him. I don't know how he's talked about it or not talked about it or what.
Yeah, he's released a statement on it, and his dad had Alzheimer's. It was he had been to every game basically that John Sumrall had coached until this year. He was able to make a few this year, but yeah, it's obviously a tough situation.
So when you have a rematch game like this, so the first game this year was back in September, it was not pretty.
No.
I mean, you look at the numbers for it, like Jake Retzlaff was 5 of 17 passing.
Mm-hmm.
The leading receiver had 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just it was not pretty. It was September 20th, ended up losing, what, 45-10?
45-10, correct.
45-10.
And the 10 came very late with a
right.
touchdown. It was 45-3.
I like to go back to September 9th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
They played Ole Miss at Yeoman, and that was 17-17 into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 27-20 with 3 minutes left. That was Jackson Dart. So you just never know in these I guess my question is, you just never know in these rematch games.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. There have been six rematches in college football this year, and the team that lost the first game has won 5 of those 6 rematches. You know, none of those teams had lost 45-10 in their first meeting, but I think Tulane's a live underdog in this game for some reason. You mentioned Jake Retzlaff's numbers. He threw for 200. He averaged 265 yards passing for the rest of the year after that game. That was by far his worst performance of the year. He was still learning his receivers. He'd only gotten on campus in late July. And I anticipate a much better performance from him tomorrow and in that game. And then the second factor is Tulane's best running back, Jamari McClure, was their fifth-string running back for that game. Through nine games this year, he had rushed for 50 yards. I was pulling my hair out because I had made multiple predictions in the preseason on different shows that he was going to be their breakout star. Since then, he's rushed for over 400 yards in the last four games. He is a difference-making running back. Ole Miss's weakness at times this year has been run defense. So that's another factor that Ole Miss didn't have to deal with the first time around. And the third thing, just pride. This Tulane team was totally humiliated in that game. They feel they're a heck of a lot better than they were, and they're relishing the chance to get a chance to prove that was not the real Tulane team when they played in September.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, you know, really from the quarterback's perspective, you have to understand how long had he truly been in that offense? I mean, and so for him to have, you know, the opportunity to go up in Oxford and play against that defense then was kind of unfair. I think that you will get a totally, totally different offense than you got back in September. I want to get your thoughts defensively on how they will match up. You know, we know Lane is not there to be able to be on the sideline to give his input. On what plays or what players are going in. But, you know, for the majority of that staff is there, even the play caller, Charlie, and just get your thoughts on it from a defensive perspective.
Yeah. Well, they certainly didn't match up well the first time, and that is a problem because Trinidad Chambliss, that was his second start. They didn't totally know what they were going to get from him. They found out the hard way how good that guy is. He threw for over 300 yards. He ran for over 100 yards. He didn't run for over 100 yards against anybody else. Like his first carry was a 42-yard sprint right up the middle of the field. That's going to be pivotal for Tulane. They have to have a better plan. You know, now they have a lot more film on him, obviously, that he started the whole year. But you know, there's a reason he finished eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting. Really, nobody had an answer for him. I guess Georgia did in the fourth quarter, but that was after he put up five touchdowns in five possessions against a really good defense before that. And to me, that's going to be the key for Tulane is can they come up with a plan to at least slow Trinidad Chambliss down, because they had no answer for him whatsoever in the first meeting.
Well, Gary, I don't want to cut you short, but I know you're in the car, and I know you're in an area, I'm guessing, not the greatest cell service in the world, but good luck tomorrow. We appreciate your time, as always. The winner gets Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl quarterfinal, so we'll see how things go. 2:30 tomorrow up in Oxford. Safe travels, and again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. That's Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report. Well, Mr. Oxford, where's all the cell towers going up there, man? You drive up there all the time. What's going on?
Depends on where he's at. I mean, I was going to ask.
You knew automatically.
Yeah, depends on where he's at. There's a stretch between right there at Durant to Lexington. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. If you're caught right there, no chance. And then if you're on the back way, Highway 6, going up the back way and not on the highway going through Batesville, no chance. Your cell phone, it's going to pop. It is what it is, and it's been that way for a while.
Yep. Well, we apologize. I know that sometimes it's a little frustrating, but I was glad to get his thoughts on it. What's the Lane Kiffin effect tomorrow?
There's an effect. I mean, there's definitely an effect. You know, you can talk that, he won't. There's an effect. You know, and I think the biggest effect of it becomes on the offensive side. Now, what's interesting is Lane called some plays, but Charlie Weiss called the majority of those plays. You know, I think Lane was probably a lot more involved in it when you talk about the red zone. And, hey, whether or not we're going to go for it, whether or not we're going to kick it, different things of that nature. I think that, you know, Pete Golding, who obviously was a DC, had been with Lane at Alabama and some other places, he will all lean, really, on his staff. But it'll be his ultimate call. When you talk about going for it on fourth down, I think he's going to be aggressive. I think that he will be aggressive, you know, and he'll trust his defense. He'll trust his defense. He's a defensive coach, so he will trust his defense. But as far as what he wants to see from that offense and Charlie Weiss and those guys, he'll try to keep it, you know, pretty much like it was, as close as possible.
How hard are – rematch games are hard – this is a different kind of rematch game because neither team has played in the college football playoffs before. So they're both first timers. And this is not just your average rematch game.
No, it's not. What's interesting is normally in a game like this, how long have both teams have been off?
A few weeks. Tulane played in the conference championship.
So Tulane should be a little bit more fresh.
Right. It's been a while for Ole Miss.
For Ole Miss, it's the Egg Bowl, yeah. And which was Thanksgiving.
Oof.
You know, the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so the first thing that you worry about when you talk about games like this, and that's not all teams, is ball security and the little things, false starts, alignment issues, you know, little things of that nature. You worry, and that's both teams, because now that throw that you normally make, man, I hadn't thrown this quote unquote pressure throw where I have to make it immediately. At the end of the day, the better athletes will take over, but I still need to put them in a position where they can be the athlete, if that makes sense. And you know, I think Tulane will be without one of their playmakers as far as a receiver. That doesn't help. But for the most part, both teams should be fairly healthy because you hadn't played. You hadn't played, you know, 4 or 5 games. And so if I was dealing with a little, man, my ankle has been bad, it's been hurting me, I've had a month. I've had 3 weeks to kind of get that feeling pretty good. So from a health standpoint, you should be okay in most areas. And now here's the other thing, and I'm fairly sure on this one, maybe there's a player or two that didn't get to play a lot, and he was right on the cusp of a red shirt or not red shirt. Well, from my understanding now, those don't count. So I may be able to throw one of those guys in on coverage as a returner, you know, kickoff returner, something like that, that you may see a player or two pop up in a position or two like that. Because like you said, Mike, there's no, oh, we've got next week. No, you don't have next week if you don't win.
Right.
So and you've got to win.
And beyond the fact that Tulane was dominated by them back in September, 45-10, there's no pressure on Tulane right now, right?
There's more pressure on Ole Miss. The thing that Tulane cannot let happen, it has to be a game at halftime. It still has to be a game when it gets to halftime. It still has to be a game at the end of the first quarter. You can't let Ole Miss go up 14, 17, nothing in the first quarter.
Right.
Because now any emotion that they had, it's going to be released. And then guess what doubt? Guess what pops up into your head? A little doubt. Yep, it was real.
Now
we can't play with these guys. They're up 17. They're up 14, you know, in the first quarter. The longer that game is close, the more pressure it becomes on Ole Miss because you're supposed to win.
Right.
You're the expected winner. I'm not talking about point spread and all that. You're supposed to win because you beat me earlier. But if I can turn you over, if I can be aggressive, because if I'm Tulane, coming there, fourth down, okay, no worries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fourth and two, yeah, we're going for it.
Yeah.
Can you stop us? Can you stop us? You know, and so situations like that, that puts a lot more pressure on Ole Miss. I mean, but at the same time now, you can't get to the point where you're not getting it and they're going and converting touchdowns, right? Because now you make a game that should have been or had a chance at being close, you make it where you don't even give your guys a chance.
No, I totally agree. I feel like it's important early because – and Deuce is right. One team's expected to win. There is a 17.5-point spread for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss hasn't played. What you worry about, if I'm Ole Miss, I'll put my Ole Miss hat on. I don't want an early turnover to somehow, and Tulane goes up. Now, all of a sudden, that you're in your Ole Miss head going, whoa, wait a minute here. I don't want to – now I get a little tentative. I don't want to be tentative.
I don't think that bothers them, though.
Okay.
An early turnover, because now I know I have to focus to come and play. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I have to focus and come and play. An early turnover, I think if you're Ole Miss, you start to worry if you go down 14.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Going down 7, I don't think that bothers you as much. You go down 14, 17 points, now that starts to bother you because now the question becomes, well, you know, if I had my head coach, he would call this or he would do this. You know, all of that doubt and that second guessing starts to come into play. You going down seven, it's just like I can bounce back from that. That I don't want to say that's no big deal, but that's no big deal. The problem becomes where you've had the ball three times, you haven't scored. You've had one turnover. Now you're down, you know, I'm looking at 10, 14, nothing. You're looking even 14-3, and you're looking like, man, what's going on? You know, we need some new plays. You know, Coach Kiffin would have called this. Coach Kiffin would have done this by now. That's where you start to get worried, so to speak.
Now, with my Tulane hat on, I'm thinking you just like you said, you get to halftime and it's 20-14.
You feel great.
You have proven
you feel great.
You can score on them.
You feel
touchdowns.
Great.
You're down, but now every possession becomes a little more.
You feel if I'm down, if I get to halftime and I'm 20-14, I feel great.
Yeah,
I feel great. I mean, because now if I get six possessions, if I can put points on the board, whether it's three or seven, I feel really, really good about it. Because now I feel like I can get a turnover, or I've had one already. You know, I can create an extra possession by maybe going for it on fourth down. So if I can get there, I feel great. And then I really like my quarterback in this situation as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
he's a different cat than earlier, too.
That's what I mean. Because both have played a lot more games in that system.
Right.
Neither of these guys were there. We just talked about some of the Saints issues. Right. Neither of these guys were there this spring. You know, these were late additions to your roster. And so it should be a good matchup. The weather should be fantastic. You know, intriguing for a lot of different reasons. We'll see.
You're very diplomatic. I love that. I mean, that's your alma mater.
That's just the truth.
That's your alma mater. I mean, it's good. It's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a big day. I mean, 11 a.m., 2:30, and there's a 6:30 game as well. We'll take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, fans in the Pro. Back after this here on WWL. Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, just for a couple more minutes until we get to the news hour. And as we talked about, what a great win for the Pelicans last night. We'll talk more about him in the second hour, which, by the way, we'll have Kyle Turley. Yes, Kyle Turley. He's the Saints legend of the game. The Pels have won three straight. They're at Indiana tomorrow night and then Dallas after that. But three straight wins as they come back in overtime to beat Houston last night, just crazy. And three straight wins.
For a team that was struggling to get, you know, one win, for you to have an opportunity to get four wins, Indiana, in Indiana, to my knowledge, I don't think, you know.
6-21.
That's what I'm saying.
The Pelicans are 6-22.
They hadn't been lighting it up because they lost their point guard and then their center left and went to Milwaukee. I mean, but, you know, there's still a little bit of talent on that roster. Here's what's interesting. The Pelicans had like a five-game stretch, and you were hoping, man, if they could just get two games out of that five game in Dallas, and we're in that stretch. They've gotten three games, and now it becomes almost out of that five-game stretch, Mike, and, you know, you talk about Indy, the Mavs, and then it's who is that other third team right there next week? It's like the 23rd.
At Cleveland.
At Cleveland. Now, that's going to be a tough one.
Well, this is Indiana. The Indy game is here, isn't it?
The Indy game is here.
It's here. Yeah.
I don't know why you were trying to send them up to
Naptown.
Because
it says New Orleans Pelicans at Indiana Pacers on the release.
You're reading the paper upside down.
Yeah. My apologies. Tomorrow night, it's the Pacers at the Smoothie King Center in the Blenda tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So, take a break. News is coming up. Coming back for a second hour. My call is Deuce McAllister. As we'll talk with Kyle Turley, he's the Saints legend of the game. We'll talk more about the Pelicans and their win. Keep it right here. Fans of the Pro, news is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Arrow uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Arrow will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Arrow can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.